Thank you. what's his stuff. He rocks my world. He's my guy and I'm his girl. He's so fine, that man of mine. He's lean and mean, my own James Dean, the prettiest boy I've ever seen. There's more to the man than meets the eye. He's a real straight shooter, a stand-up guy. A soft-spoken man, don't brag too much. He can turn me on with a simple touch. He's always there to lend me a hand. I'm his woman, he's my man. Holy Moses, ain't no jive. I love that man about a zillion times. Sakes alive, mercy me. I'm as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Love that man of mine, he's so fine.
Hello there. Ooh, 11:11, let's make a wish. Woo! You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover Sunday Service Special Edition. I'm here from 11 to 12 p.m., oh my goodness, the energy's alive and high, the sun is shining, spring is here, happy St. Patty's Day that just passed, we are still in the celebratory energy of spring, happy beautiful magical day, we're gonna get things pumping, we're gonna get things going, oh my god, we got live channeling. We got meditation. I can squeeze all of that in, you know, because I got 2 hours. It is 11 to 1 p.m., baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Kisses. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Everything is good. Everything is magical. I'm so happy and blessed to be back because last Tuesday, I was not able to come in. You know, I figured it was better just to stay home. They shut down. You know, Tufts early, just to be safe, whatever, you know, just, and, you know, gave good time to just chill. And I always love snowy days anyways, because you just stay inside and you don't do anything except play music, make music, and write music, and just everything, music, music, music. Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is hear no music, music, music. Yeah, did you hear that? And really know exactly all the words, but that's exactly what it makes me remind me of. But anyways, yeah, I know it sounds like I've been on a treadmill, but actually, I was dancing earlier. Yeah, I got my morning exercise, and I hope you all got yours. Whatever it is that you do, you know, I think that's good. Talk about morning rituals today and how we can, you know, better our days and our lives. Days of our lives. Oh, Anyway, I am pumped, as you can hear, as you can see. So come on, yeah, woo-wee! Let's get things going. Let's get it in. Let's get it blasted. We got this. So what we got here? I got some Dixieland jazz because we're gonna tell. You know, it's a celebratory time. You know, in New Orleans, they have a tradition. You know, they play during the funerals, you know, they actually it's a celebration and it's good. They got the right idea. You're actually, you know, crossing over is not it's not supposed to be sad. You're supposed to do celebration. You're supposed to raise the spirits. The person who's just crossed over, it helps them to remember who they are. It helps them to remember their highest potential. You know, when we're sitting around mourning, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But it really ultimately is supposed to be a party. It's their graduation. You know, it's a graduation to the next phase. And we should send people off. We should send spirits off, our loved ones off in a good, high, in-tuned vibration. So I'm so glad right now that I'm channeling all this for you because, you know, I'll get you into the feeling tone of what, you know, the energy is like. It. So, I mean, what more than to play New Orleans Dixieland jazz? Like, it's the best. You know, we got to have it. You don't hear it enough. You just don't. So without further ado, Sharky and his Kings of Dixieland, the Buzzards Parade. I mean, you gotta love this. Please stay tuned. I'm here to 1 p.m. Stay tuned. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. is all right with me. Whatever you want to do is all right.
Oh, you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your energized favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite. And thank you for this joining me on this special edition from 11 to 1 p.m. You have no idea how excited I am. I'm so excited. I love being in the studio. I love being at WMFO. I'm so happy. I'm so freaking happy. Ah! Oh, my goodness. I hope all of you are doing great on this beautiful weekend here in Boston, Medford, wherever you can hear, anywhere in the world. I hope you are having a fantastic day, and I thank you, sweethearts. I thank you, beautiful souls, for tuning in and listening in, because we all need some. How many roads must a man walk down? That was actually a Chet Atkins version off the album Finger Picking Good. That was actually on the vinyl. I'm over here just spinning away these records like, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful art, you know, vinyl. Just playing the vinyl. Oh my goodness. I cannot even express the level of joy and gratitude I have in my heart right now. The energy's high. Everything's going. Everything's flowing. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. I'm just sending love on the airwaves. And miraculously enough, law of attraction actually happened. And it's happening right now. I actually used to listen, I still listen, but I remember back in 2011, I started listening to a man called Michael Bernard Beckwith. I don't know if you know him, but he was featured on The Secret, and he helped me with a lot of things. He was actually the voice that guided me through my spiritual awakening when I actually decided, yes, I'm going to be a medium. Yes, I'm going to communicate with spirit, and I'm going to make this a commitment to my life, and I'm going to do this. So, you know, when I listened to him, he was a strong influence, and I knew in my heart that I wanted to be an inspirational speaker. But what's funny is that it didn't actually happen with Beckwith. It happened when I was, you know, younger. And when I was about, you know, I think around 9, 10, 11, just to wake up before dreading to go to school. I just remember the dread of life. Like, life was just dreadful, and I was in hell, and it's actually not funny, but I'm going to make it funny. But I used to wake up, and sometimes I used to sleep in the living room because that's where the TV was, and that's where I would just watch TV. And anyways, I would wake up, and in the morning they had Kenneth Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland is a character. Now, that dude, like, if you were to see him, you're like, yo, that dude is off. I don't care. Whatever. It doesn't matter what's going on with him right now, but he's very entertaining. I used to wake up and he used to be on my TV screen and he used to be talking the word. He used to be preaching the gospel. I didn't really understand what he was saying. I really didn't follow anything that he was talking about the Bible. It just didn't register. But all I knew was that he believed in what he was saying. All I knew that he was on television, and all I knew that he had a time slot on television preaching the word, preaching the gospel. And I always knew in my heart I wanted to do something like that. So I didn't know what it was, but I knew it wasn't Bible-based because it wasn't something that really resonated in terms of what I wanted to channel, but I knew. And then when I saw Beckwith, I knew in my heart, okay, it really, really just seeped in when I would hear Beckwith talk, because I knew whatever he was saying, it changed me instantly. Like, instantly I was changed when I would hear Michael Bernard Beckwith speaking, and my mood would change. And it was just like what the words he was saying, I knew it was supernatural. I knew it was coming from a higher place. I knew it wasn't, he was channeling something, but it did something to me. And I said, I want to do that, because how much it changed my life. I was like, I want to do that for other people. And I knew in my heart that I had a connection to channel from whatever source, but it was spirit. It was the angelic realm. And so recently I got into Joel Osteen in 2022, and I actually listened to him a whole year. I just kept to myself. I did I started weightlifting and I started listening to him, and my life changed completely. Again, I had another spiritual, you know, going through a spiritual awakening. And I was just like, there's no way I'm not supposed to be doing this. I can't wait to have a day on Sundays where I'm doing what my heroes are doing. And it's happening. It's happening right now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this, because this is my dream to connect with all of you, that you tune in and you're changed in a way that guides you more to you. You're changed in a way that is puts you on your evolution, you know, not it has nothing to do with listen to what I'm saying and I'm preaching to you and live by this. It has to do with whatever vibration, whatever tone, whatever spirit is saying, let that resonate with you and let it evolve with yourself. Mwah! I love you so much. We're here till 1 p.m. We're going to flow. We're going to have fun. Just as always, natural and abundance. Oh God, I feel like I'm gonna cry again. I cried last time on the air because I was so grateful and so happy, and I was just feeling the love, and I feel like I'm feeling that again. I'm feeling so much love here when I'm more and more. The more I'm here, the more love I just start feeling, the more it just starts flowing, and it just never gets old. It never ever gets old. I love everything about this place, the station. Because without this particular station, I don't know if this could be channeled so clear and connect. Like, yeah, I can do, yes, I've done a podcast. Yes, I've done, you know, my own stuff. But like, I love FM radio. There's something about it. Just the old essence, the old energy, the Akashic records that are in here, the vinyl records, the CDs, the tapes, just everything that's just so, you know, old school. I love it because you can't get that anywhere else. You just can't capture an old feeling and then just try to restore it unless it's already there. So the Akashic records here are so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. Please, please, please help me to communicate exactly what I need to, and assist me to be here for everybody. And we can all be one, and we can all unite and do this. Oh, so your love matters. Everything you do here matters. We all matter. You're so wonderful, so beautiful in my life. And I cannot thank you enough for everything you've done. With that, I'd like to put this Knowles Brothers. It's one of my favorite Knowles Brothers songs, you know, Glowworm. Oh no, it's Till Then, actually. I thought that was Glowworm. We have joy, we have fun, Glowworm. By the way, yes, here it is. I love, and you will notice I play a lot of Mills Brothers here. A lot of Mills Brothers. So have fun. Stay tuned, because yes, I'll let you know we're going to have some channeling. We're going to go with the Archangel. We're going to do some Archangel reading cards. This is a full 11 to 12 p.m. I mean 1 p.m. fun. So don't miss this, okay? Don't miss it, babe.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow,
you gotta glow, glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer, swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken, you and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so, glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on, you are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, glow, little glow and glow.
I can tell my dog anywhere I hear him bark. I can tell my rider if I feel a in the dark. You're the cold-blooded murder. When you want me out your way, says that's all right, mama, you're gonna need my help someday. And you say you're gonna put me, mama, down in my lonesome grave. Say you must remember I once have been your slave. And I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. Let some brown-skinned woman be able to take your place. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let some brown-skinned woman be able to take your place. Now you know you didn't want me when you lie down across my bed, drinking your moonshine whiskey, mama, talking all out your head. Now give me the money, baby, I'll kiss that train and go. You don't have to kill me, cause you don't want me no more. Hey, hey, cause you don't want me no more. Now you give me the money, baby, and I'll catch that train and go. Now you see my rider, tell her I said, bring it home. I ain't had no loving since my gal been gone. It's two kind of people and the world that I can't stand. That's a lying woman and a monkey man.
Thank you. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, and away!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hello and good morning. What's going on? Thank you for joining me back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm hoping you're having a blast just as I am. Next hour, the 12 p.m. is when we're going to get real busy. We're going to get really into it. Join me for the channeling at 12:05, please. It's the channeling, the inspirational channeling from Spirit for the day and what Spirit wants to channel. And at the very end, we're going to have, you know, or not the very end, maybe around the 20, you know, maybe it, towards like, you know, the second half of the show, we're going to have a live angel reading, an angel card reading. I definitely have those cards there. Oh, love and mercy is what you need. So it's an enchanting day. I hope you're all making the best of it. I hope you're all loving life and loving all the things that are happening. Stay tuned here because I'm here from 12 to 1 p.m. Yes, and the channeling is happening. Please make sure to tune into my regular time slot. That's actually from 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, every Tuesdays on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That's where you can find my weekly show. I am here randomly on Sundays, you know, filling in, and I call it the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Special Edition. So, and I will be here next week at 12 p.m. as well, too. So, can't get enough. Love you so much. I'm going to put on, before we get, you know, I'm going to lift the vibrations for Spirit. So that entails some Love and Mercy by Brian Wilson. It really scares me. Ooh, that was interesting. I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurred seemed like we never. Friends too.
She's a rocker, the baby, and she's rocking every day. Doesn't matter to her if the word of the song don't rhyme. Well, long as she's got rhythm, she always gets right with them. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking all the time. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking everywhere. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking everywhere. Well, she never seen a picture so she can't stand setting that she don't go in for loving and affection. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking everywhere. All the time. Doesn't matter to her if the word of the song don't rhyme. Belong as it's got a rhythm, she always gets right with them. She's a rock, pretty baby, and she's rocking all the time.
This generation rules the nation with version. Music and some food of love. Sounds so really make you rub and scrub.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the Dutchy on the left hand side. It a go burn.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make Jenna. Me jump
in a dee. Because a cool and lonely breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it 'cause it was the month of
June. How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got
chip on the left hand side? Pass the touchy on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me look in a di down. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
'Cause the spirit of Jah, you know he leads you on. The ring of jets and the session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the touchy on the left